Baseball, the Tigers and the Giants. The Fall Classic begins tonight, the World Series. This is solid good news for Detroit, of course, whose reliable Tigers have gone to the series 12 times since the founding of the club in 1894. And if the Miguel Cabrera bat stays hot and the pitching nerves of Justin Verlander stay ice cold, this could bring a fifth championship home to the Tigers. Quinn Kleinfelter is senior news editor at WDET in Detroit. And Quinn, that means you sit right behind home plate?
Sometimes. Sometimes not. Sometimes you want to watch it with some of the pitching, but with Verlander, you don't have to worry.
And where are you going to be tonight? What are you going to be watching? What are you thinking about? How's the city?
Not traveling to San Francisco. In fact, I don't know how many people from here are actually going to get out to the coast. That's one of the sadder things, to be honest, depending if you're a Cardinals fan or not. If it was in St. Louis, there'd be a lot more cross-pollination probably between St. Louis and Detroit. But the city itself is nearly on overdrive, you might put it. They're gearing up for when the teams will actually be back in the city of Detroit to start playing at Comerica Park. But there's just a ton of excitement because, as you say, the city, you know, has had some pretty tough times, some pretty rocky economic times, a lot of problems with whether or not it will continue to be able to meet payroll, the city government. So a good, feel-good story like this where the chance that a championship could come, and something in baseball, which really, there's a real sense of this history around the city. It helps quite a lot of people, you know, have a bit of a lighter step.
And the coach of the Tigers is also a little bit of a coach of the whole city.
He is at this moment. He's been under a bit of fire. That would be the Tigers manager, Jim Leland, who some people were criticizing because the team had added some pretty high-profile players and was struggling just to get into the playoffs. When you talk to a lot of the business people, they'll say that the World Series could probably bring as much as $26 million to the city's struggling economy. But Leland, when I talked to him, said there's something more important than just the city's bottom line.
I think what it does for the spirit of the people is probably more important. I mean, I'm sure it's not more important to the accountants, but it makes people, it's easier for them to get up and go to work. I think it's easier for them to come home, have something to do, to watch a ball game or come to the game. You know, it's probably easier for the kids to go to school. You know, the school's probably got some Tiger stuff around. So it's a good atmosphere it's created, I think, you know, a positive atmosphere. And, you know, we all need that as much as we can get it.
And there's been a fair amount of bad stories. So as Leland says, this is something a lot of people in Detroit can really use.
But the Giants are not going to be a walkover.
They're not. But then again, you've got some pretty stellar power on the Tigers. You were talking about Cabrera, first guy to win the Triple Crown since Yastrzemski back in 1967. And Verlander has been able to shut people down, Justin Verlander. He was the last time the Tigers made the series in 2006. He had a little bit of a rocky start. It was right when he was kind of getting into the majors. Now he is the Iceman, as you led into it with. When he comes on, he shuts the other team down. And so between those people, I don't know what the bookies are saying, but everybody in Detroit thinks the odds are all on the side of the Tigers this time.
Now, I go back to the Denny McClain, Lolich days of the Tigers back in the 60s. You know, those were some wild teams. Since then, Detroit has had a reputation when it wins a sports championship of sort of wrecking the town a little bit. Any talk about that? Any thoughts about that? Any worries about that?
It's been something that's not just on the minds of media representatives. It's on the minds of people in the city. They don't want to present that image. And if the Tigers can pull this off and actually win the World Series, there'll be a lot of celebration, but there may not be a lot of bad commotion, perhaps.
Well, it's an opportunity to really project that city of Detroit that's moved past a lot of the negative stories that we've focused on, and a lot of people are really counting on that. Quinn Kleinfelter, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
Quinn Kleinfelter, senior news editor at WDET in Detroit, where the Tigers meet the San Francisco Giants in the first game of the World Series, and they'll be headed back to Detroit between now and the weekend.